Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West. And my next recipe for you today is one of my all-time favorite things to make with strawberries. And it's simple, but it's very delicious. Let's get started. What I have today is a strawberry cream cheese on whole wheat. And it's easy, it's delicious, and it really shows a lot of appreciation towards our valley harvest. Let's get started. The very first thing I do is I put my oven at 400 degrees Fahrenheit because I don't like to traditionally just toast my bread in a regular toaster. And the only reason why is I always feel like when you toast in a regular toaster, the consistency just never is the same. Not to knock anybody who does it that way, but this is my own way of doing it. And I promise with this cream cheese we're making, it really goes well. So what I'm going to do here, the very first thing is we're going to get basil that we're going to chiffonade. Now remember, a chiffonade is a fine, fine cut. And what you do is you grab the basil, you roll it up really, really tight, and then with your chef's knife or whatever knife you're using, make sure it's a clean, sharp knife. Always remember, sharp knives make sure that we don't get hurt, and that's very important. We don't want to have dull knives where more accidents are prone to happen. And I'm going to run right through the basil very, very quick. Well, I'm a professional. I recommend that you just run through it carefully, but make sure that the slices are very thin. That way it's very fine. Then we're going to use 2 cups of strawberries. Like I said, we're going to mix this all into our mixing bowl. 1 pound of cream cheese. And I recommend bringing the cream cheese to room temperature at least about a good 30 minutes before putting it in here. It's easier to work with. And a tablespoon of sugar. In a separate saute pan, I'm going to add 1 tablespoon of oil, 1 onion that I'm going to caramelize, and this is all going to be small diced, 1 serrano chili that we're going to throw in with our onion, small diced, and make sure it's seeded, and we're going to use some fresh lemon zest that we're going to put directly into our mixture as well. We're going to mix this for about a good 4 to 5 minutes. And what this is going to do, it's going to crush those strawberries enough to where it starts to release their natural juices and the natural flavor. And then the balance of the basil and the sugar and the cream cheese is going to make sure that we have a perfect balance of this fantastic emulsified cream cheese that we're making with this whole wheat toast. And what I like so much about using whole wheat, it really adapts better to the flavors of strawberries and more citrus style fruit jams and jellies. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, with Agnet West.